Hello!
And welcome to our pilot episode of A Creative Truth. I'm Benjamin Simons, a film composer and up-and-coming Twitch streamer. And with me, we have...
Sophie Berry, an aspiring author and total Norse mythology nerd.
So Sophie, there are a few podcasts already out there in the world. So what is our podcast going to be about?
Well, Ben, we're creatives, we know creatives across many industries, and we thought it was going to be a good opportunity to get them together. Each week, we're going to speak to our creative friends about their journeys, their inspirations, their struggles, the reality of what it's like to be a creative, and most importantly, why they continue to do what they do.
Well, that sounds very exciting, and I'm very keen to find out all about our creative friends. So as this is our pilot episode, we thought it best, first of all, to allow you guys to get to know us a bit better. So we'll be talking a bit about our experiences in the creative industry before moving on to interviews in the future. So with that being said, let's roll the intro.
Ben, you said earlier that you're a composer. Why do you write music?
It's difficult to pinpoint the exact moment that I felt like that was something that I wanted to do as a job. But I can remember in my youth, especially in secondary school, that my brain does not conform to the traditional methods of education. And I certainly wasn't going to be an academic in any field. But luckily, I'd been having guitar lessons and was infatuated with learning how to play all my favorite bands, songs, Metallica, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And my mum knew that that was the way that I was going to go. And instead of sending me down the traditional college or university route, she suggested that I should go and study guitar at the Academy of Contemporary Music in Guildford. I studied there for a year, met a bunch of pals, and just got obsessed with the idea of actually writing music. But in the original sense of that, it was heavy music. I don't know if it was to exorcise the demons, or maybe I was just really upset because I wasn't allowed to have the eyebrow piercing and the leather trench coat from The Matrix.
So you've kind of talked about like what drew you in. Why do you write music now?
There's a few reasons. When I was starting out and I was grinding and writing all the time, trying to get work, it was an expression of myself, and it was a lot of the time a message to myself. I used to write a lot of inspiring music and really uplifting, powerful music that was almost like a mantra to myself to keep pushing. And if you keep going, then one day you'll be getting paid to do this. I don't get as much time to write music like that anymore. For the most part now, I'm an employee, so I'm writing music for somebody else's project, which doesn't necessarily mean that I always get to write in the style that I would choose to, but regardless of what I'm doing, I think you can always tell that it's me that's writing it, because I always inject as much of my personality into what I'm doing, but always keeping to the overall brief of what I'm trying to achieve. Anyway, I've been harping on about myself for too long. Sophie, why do you write?
I was speaking to a friend recently and she sent me a copy of her school report, like a school report from when she was young. And it said something really lovely, like she absorbs language as though it's oxygen. And I thought, like, that's really not me at all and was never really me when I was younger. But I had a really lovely childhood and I spent a lot of time in nature with my family. And I remember thinking very deeply on a lot of different topics, and kind of sitting and like writing poems in my head. And I had this kind of sense that there were stories spilling out of me all of the time. I remember a teacher telling my mum that I seemed to have a natural talent for writing, but I didn't really apply myself properly at school. And I wasn't really bookish, that was more my sister. But as time went on, I knew I wanted to do something creative. So I went to university and studied creative writing at undergrad. And I guess I became more bookish during my degree. And obviously my vocabulary expanded and I became a lot more floral with the language I was using, and I was able to write a lot more as part of the degree. And I've been working on my first novel ever since, really. It's like come and gone in lots of different forms, and it's almost finished, which is really exciting because I get to work on other stuff now. And I'm kind of focusing on more as I said earlier, I'm a massive Norse mythology nerd, so I get to focus on more of that now. But back to the original point, I guess I write because I don't really have another option. I guess it's also important to note that writing isn't my full-time job. I have to fit it around other responsibilities and commitments that I have. But I guess that's a testament to how much I love to do it and how I'll make the time for it, no matter how tired or busy or stressed I've been. Anyway, enough about us. This podcast isn't about us at all. We're really just a vessel for you to discover new creatives across a whole range of industries. You may hear voices you've heard before, or you may discover someone for the first time.
We're going to be posting new episodes every week with a new creative. What we would like from you is for you to leave a review, give us some thoughts on who you might want to hear from, and just some feedback on what you think of the show.
By the way, we're a couple, so if you hear us bickering from time to time, that's just normal.
It'll never happen. Lastly, please go check out our socials. On Twitter, we are A Creative Truth.
And on Instagram, we are A Creative Truth Podcast.
And that is the pilot. If you like what you heard, the next episode is already live, so go have a listen. And from then on, we'll see you once a week with a brand new guest. See ya!